you went into interesting detail, which I enjoyed about St. Patrick's. So then let me ask you, of all the buildings you have worked on, what brings you the source of pride and pleasure as you sit here today?
Well, I don't think I can say. I think there are probably 10 buildings or so that I liked a great deal, but I don't think I ever had a favorite, really.
Well, I don't know to what degree you were involved, but Doctor's Building at 21st and Lewis that we all drive by, built in 57.
Yes.
Texaco Office Building at 21st and Lewis.
Yes. That was an interesting building because Texaco had a very tight time schedule. And they also came to us and said, "We only want 20% of glass. We don't want a lot of glass in the building." So we went to a precast concrete system that met their time schedules, met their budgets. I remember it pretty well because we had to go down to Houston to get final approval from the vice president of the Texaco region or something. And the president, his name was J. Howard Rambin. He later became CEO of the entire Texaco operation. So he was a very talented guy. We met with Mr. Rambin and some of his staff, and we showed him a color rendering. The grass was green, and the building was white, and he looked at it and he said, "It looks like to me the grass was planted by the engineers. It's maintained by maintenance, and it's fertilized by marketing." He bought the building.
You have great recall. City Service Research and Technical Center.
We were associated with HOK out of St. Louis on that, I think.
You were involved in the Chapman Hall School of Nursing at the University of Tulsa.
Yeah, that was a pretty good job. McCune & McCune, which is a prominent firm in Tulsa, their next-door neighbor was the president of the university. They established a very personal relationship, and McCune was the architect for all the buildings, except the Chapmans came along and said, "We want to select our own architect. That is a good building."